regular meeting for August 8th, 2016 will come to order. Please turn off our signs, electronic devices. Mr. Andre, would you lead the pledge, please?
Whoa, wait a minute. Flag is supposed to be over there.
What happened?
I don't know.
Let's move it. Get it right.
Oh, no.
Didn't like it on the other side.
American flag was always.
When will he get drunk?
Air campaign.
All right, ready?
Pledge allegiance.
To the flag, the United States of America, and to the Republic which stands one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Call roll, please.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Here.
Councilmember Bushlot?
Here.
Here.
Andre?
Yeah.
Here.
Randy Costa?
Here.
Mayor Norman?
Here. The minutes for the July 11th meeting are in your package. If there's any changes, I hope we'll entertain them. If not, I need a motion. For Ms. Bourgeois, second, or Mr. Rhodes. Any comment from the council? Any comments from the audience? You got a comment?
No, sir.
Oh, okay. Hearing none, seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Committee reports, Public Works, the contractor has not, he's mobilized, but he hadn't started. He's probably starting this week. Planning and zoning, consider variance request, Tanya and Lincoln Gedward, 2433 Orleans Quarters, non-compliance, section 19.6, servitude encroachment to build a fence, patio, and shed, according to that sketch. It was favorably reported out by the Planning Commission, and there was a discussion last week, and with that, I'll turn it over to council for consideration.
I'm moving, sir.
Mr. Rhodes?
Second.
Second, Mr. Niesler. Any further discussion from council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. I'm going to pass it on. I keep thinking. Hearing. No, I can see the people out there. When I have to pull them up to be able to read. Consider various requests, Kelly Campbell, 3468 Orleans Quarters, non-compliance, section 19.6, servitude encroachment to build a fence. Same thing, Planning Commission reported out favorably. It was discussed last week. Do I turn it over to council for consideration?
So moved.
Move, Ms. Bourgeois. Second, Mr. Richard. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Finance Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Personnel Committee, consider hiring seasonal maintenance supervisor. That would be Dale Randolph, until such time as we have a permanent public works director. Oh, and that's while I'm here, a little bit off the subject. I can find nowhere in the ordinances that the position that Wayne held was maintenance supervisor, so we're going to just change the name of it to public works director, since it's more appropriate. The person does a lot more than maintenance, so without any fanfare, we advertise it that way. So I just want to make you all aware of that. If anybody has an objection, just say, I don't think so. Okay, with that, I'll turn it over to council. I recommend Dale Randolph, $35 an hour as needed until we finish eating him.
Second.
Mr. Andre, second one, Ms. Richard, Ms. Bourgeois, excuse me, sorry about that. Any discussion from the council? Yeah, a little bit, yeah. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing no one, seeing no one, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Recreation Committee, I'm not aware of anything. Police Committee, consider hiring Jewel Kaz as seasonal crossing guard. Chief?
I'd like to recommend the council we hire Jewel Kaz. He's really excited about taking over the little crossing guard job. I talked to him over the weekend. He's doing good. And it really benefits us to have somebody out there full time. We can count on every day trying to shuffle the kids and cars around. If we could, we'd like to hire him at $12 an hour.
Right.
For the elementary school?
Yeah. Yep.
Okay, thank you. Move, Mr. Richard.
Second.
Second, Mr. Niesler. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay. Ayes have it. Next, consider hiring Jordan Ward, part-time officer. Jordan's in the office.
Orange shirt.
Orange shirt.
I would like to go ahead and recommend the council hire him part-time as one of our part-time paying positions, $15 an hour. Jordan's doing a real good job for Port Allen City. I think he'll make a positive impact on our community also. I'd be glad to have him on.
Okay. Council?
So moved.
Well, Ms. Bourgeois, second Mr. Jordan. Any discussion from the council?
Recertified and all that stuff.
Oh, he's good, good. Drug screen. Oh, yeah, yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
He took his matrix jewel also. Matrix, everything is real good to
good.
Go. Drug screen, background check, 100%. Fine young man.
Okay. Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. The ayes have it. Item number three, we don't need to go over. Officer Thompson has...
He turned in his resignation today. His resignation is going to be effective September 1st, so we're going to start searching for somebody full-time and replace him.
All right. Any other police stuff? Well, you got a police report later.
Thank you.
Governmental Affairs, consider landmark plaque application for 203 North Kirkland Street, and also item number two is consider former landmark site application 438 North Vaughan Street, first full-time automotive station. Bourgeois, are you going to
Yeah, we talked this? About these last week on Bird House, Bird City, Town of Brew, on the right-hand side at bottom, black and white, original house. Other left-hand side bottom is how it looked a couple of weeks ago, and that off-white is Terry and Steve gave that be awarded.
Really?
Okay.
Yeah.
Is Brenton?
Yeah.
Works with
it. Okay. Move that we...
why don't you do the second one now?
Well, the second one's formal.
All right, okay. Move by Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Second, Mr. Andre. Any discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, seeing none. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed nay. The ayes have it.
Okay, the second
two?
One is Debbie and I went down there last week to take pictures, and he's still got the growing green sign on the side like he did. In the middle, he's got that sign that says all outdoors. So I don't know if that's a brand name or what that is. And Debbie did talk to him. This was a first full-service automotive station down. And the history of that dates back to the 1930s when there was just a little wooden building there. It had to be torn down when the highway came in, the four-lane highway and the service road. So the picture on the bottom left shows the station as it looked in 1962 when that was built to replace the little wooden building. It had the Happy Motoring from Espo. The picture at the top right shows the above. Bottom right shows the way it looks today, and the reason we're asking for that to be recognized as a former landmark site is because the committee, the Landmark Commission, felt that the architecture had been changed from the bottom left to the way it looks today. So instead of just giving it a landmark plaque, they wanted to say a former landmark site, that we recognize that as a former.
Ms. Bourgeois.
Second.
Under discussion, do you know when the lower left, do you know approximately when that built or put in place?
63.
Because the reason I'm saying that is because those pumps don't have those big tanks on top of them.
Yeah.
They were modern enough to have electric.
When the four-lane highway...
That's when I was born.
Well, that was a memorable year.
Yes.
You want to be a former landmark site? You're not original to prove it. We have to go to a Boyle's Parish.
That means I'm 30.
No, when they... Come on.
54 years old.
Yeah. When they built that... while they were doing the four-lane project and the service road, Mr. Peavy moved his gas pumps to his house, in front of his house on Main Street, so he still did business.
Really?
But he couldn't operate as a business while all the four-lane construction was going on while the service road was being developed. So he never did really cease operation, and he did have those old pumps.
Yeah.
And they had those old pumps.
Did he get the EPA to check out his tanks to make sure they were properly sealed and all?
EPA.
No spillage, right?
EPA wasn't in existence.
All right, okay, Ms. Bourgeois, we have a motion and a second. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, seeing none, all those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay, the ayes have it. Consideration of vetoed ordinances, there are none. Hearing and final action on ordinances, there are none. Introduction of ordinances, I'm not aware of any. Resolutions and commendations, I'm not aware of any. Police Department report, chief.
All right, month of July is very quiet. I had 4 alarms, 1 assist other agencies, 1 assisted a person, 1 civil, 1 damage to property with some slashed tires at departments, 3 disturbances, 1 fraud, 3 harassment calls, 1 lost property, 3 miscellaneous, suspicious vehicle, 4 thefts, lawn equipment, and had a vehicle off of Ori Drive. All those have been solved. We got warrants of people we didn't pick up yet. We got warrants open on them right now, so we'll have that wrapped up probably before the end of the month. 3 traffic accidents, 1 traffic complaint, 22 traffic stops, 3 warrants, had 55 total complaints, 173 total citations, 240 violations, and 22 for no insurance.
Okay.
This is for this month, but what happened to a plank pole?
I don't know if I should name the person. It was a lady got ran off the road, had a couple witnesses.
Weekend, that happened?
Yes, ma'am, during the day, so.
During the day?
Friday.
Yeah.
Friday, yeah.
Just damaged.
Kind of like a hit and run, person ran off the road and kept going, but take care of it. Thank y'all.
Thank you, chief.
All right. Correspondence, I don't have any. Mayor's report, today I was invited to the school convocation, which is really like a big pep rally where all the teachers go and all the administrators and all that stuff. And they showed a video today that I was extremely impressed with. And the video is pretty simple. It's self-explanatory. But the theme of it is that, you know, you need to tell kids when you're in school, if you're a teacher, that you care about them and they need, and vice versa. And I was so impressed with it, I just asked Wes Watts to send it to me, so Debbie's going to play it for us right now. Turn the sound up.
We wanted to tell Dalen how special he is to Conn Elementary School. He has helped teachers across the campus. He's a fantastic student. He always does his homework.
Here's town is no good. What's the deal? It's no good without the sound. It's done where it's can't hear it. All right. Any remarks of personal privilege? Anyone? Anyone? You almost be hungry. Announcements. Landmark plaque ceremony will be August 14th at 3:30 here. Right?
Public is invited.
Public is invited. Town hall will be closed September 5th in observance of Labor Day. And the committee meeting has been changed from Monday, September 5th to Tuesday, September 6th. With that, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Mr. Andre, second Mr. Richard. Any comments from the audience? All those in favor say aye. All opposed, nay.
6:45.